Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Blue Kool-Aid Drinkers! We are back one night later recording this after that victory against the Falcons, but it's a short week. Getting Thursday night football in Lambeau this week for the Lions. We got a lot to talk about previewing that game on this podcast here. We got an entering the Lions Den. We got the return of that for this episode. And of course, our predictions with our roars of the week and our predictions for the score. So a big loaded episode for you on your Tuesday when this gets released, heading into that Thursday. So drink that Kool-Aid. But before we get into all that stuff, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. So we got UJ.
Hey, everybody.
Bob.
Hello there.
And Red Dog.
Yo.
All right, gentlemen. So the Lions, they actually opened up as underdogs, and then America must have loved them because they are now 1.5 point favorites going into Lambeau on Thursday night. A lot of that might have to do with the injury report. We'll get all to that a little bit later in the episode. But we want to start off this episode with our popular segment that, of course, is Entering the Lion's Den. That's where we have an opposing fan come in here. And, I mean, they try their best. They never succeed. but they come in here and they try to talk about their team, and we just annihilate them. So, you know, it's as much a murder as you can legally do. But anyways... UJ, I want you to introduce our guest here.
Well, I'll do my best. We have a special guest tonight. His name is Bobby Cassola, the freak from Frankfort, Illinois.
Well, it's me.
Former second baseman star, Lincoln Way East High School and Illinois State University. Son of Bob Cassola and Judy Cassola.
Alumnus of the show.
Longtime Packer fan, born with a hunk of cheese on his head. That's not really a foam hat. That's actually his head. So here he is. Here he is joining us. Welcome to the den, Bobby.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
So you must know Bob then, right, UJ?
You're a legacy on this show, Bob.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've known him for a long time.
Known him forever.
Since he was a little baby.
Fans may recall his Faja was once on this show.
That's right.
Yeah, he said he was out here like a couple years ago.
He's one of our first Entering the Lions Den
victims.
Guests.
He's still recovering from that one.
Did he make it out alive?
With barely.
You have to tell us. I have not seen him since.
Was he home for Christmas? Okay.
I don't know.
Right. I remember tears coming out of his eyes. That's the last thing I remember.
That's what I hear. That's what happens to the people that go into the Lions Den.
Yeah.
So, Bob, tell us, why the hell are you a Packers fan? We don't
Why am I a Packers fan? I was raised a Packer fan, so
sorry to hear that.
Okay,
you had my dad on the show a couple of years ago, but he
Packers fan. It all makes sense now. It all makes sense.
We, yeah,
we, yeah.
Yep.
The wedge doesn't fall far from the wheel.
I'm telling you, man. Go Pack Go, baby. Fucking A.
So you're a hopeless case then. Okay.
Have doctors come up with a name for this disorder? Or have you
with the cheese on my head?
No, just you know, just
if you listen on the podcast, he has one of these cheese head things.
I haven't heard any technical doctor disorder, but tell you all what, right, man. It's good to be a Packers fan. I'll tell you that.
So why is it good to be a Packers fan this year? What gives you confidence about the team this year?
Honestly, like going into this year, I was a little bit skeptical. You know, it's obviously a new regime, new era, but these first couple games, you know, Jordan Love seems to, you know, he's been proving himself. Seems to be that guy. So I don't know.
Is he that guy, or just a product of a good system?
Well, the Packers have always done it. You know,
I meant the Matt LaFleur offensive scheme.
Oh, the Matt LaFleur. Okay. Matt LaFleur, he's been great since he came in. I mean, I personally didn't really like McCarthy, but because, you know, they would get the lead, like under McCarthy, they would get the lead and then they would just take the foot off the brakes, yeah, or the gas, you know? So with LaFleur, it seems to be more offensive minded. And, to be honest, Jordan Love, he looks all of his mannerisms and all that stuff. He looks a lot like Aaron Rodgers. So.
Oh boy, another future Jets quarterback on the team.
He looks like a dirtbag, like a dirtbag.
So you're saying you love Love? Is that what you're saying,
baby?
Oh, Love.
Interesting.
You, JD, had a question for Bob.
Well, Bobby, there's one question. Well, I don't know, just save it for the end, but. What do you think about this defense right now? You know, people say that's the strength of their team now. Do you agree with that?
The Packers defense?
Yes.
I totally agree with it. I think, you know, they've been stacking up on defense for, I don't know, the past 4 or 5 years, you know, in the first couple rounds of the draft. And, I mean, their secondary is excellent. I mean, obviously led by Jaire Alexander. He's a fucking stud. But, you know, what the hell is this?
You see that guy that pushes trainers around and stuff like that, you know? Like, people coming out to help an injured player.
He's talking about
like
Quay Walker from last year's Sunday night game.
Oh, Quay. Okay. Yeah. Well, he made a couple mistakes. Okay. That's pretty good. But, yeah, that was out of line. But, yeah, it was just rookie mistake. You know, he's a little hot-headed.
Yeah, okay.
Two games ago, against the Falcons, Quay Walker had 17 tackles.
Quay's been good. He picked off Justin Fields, too, which, I mean, it's not hard to do. But
everyone does that.
Bob, question.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, you think you're hoping Kirby Joseph doesn't play? You know, he likes to pick off your quarterbacks, our young safety.
Honestly, I don't even – I never even heard of that guy. Who the fuck is that?
he's the last completed pass in your stadium there went to Kirby Joseph.
Oh, when the Lions ended our season last year.
That's right.
I remember that.
Isn't it actually Aaron Rodgers' last completed pass as a pro quarterback?
Yeah.
Did he actually complete one in the Jets game?
No, he
didn't. I don't think he did. I think you're right.
No.
Yeah, that's I think it. You're right. Well, I mean, according to him, he says he wants to come back and play it. So we'll see. I mean, he's 40, but it's a torn Achilles.
He's got to make his way over to the Saints before he retires. I mean, over to the Vikings.
That's true. Oh, the Vikings. Yeah, the Vikings.
Those Packers quarterbacks never want to quit, though. I mean, you guys couldn't push Brett Favre out of town fast enough when Rodgers is coming up. And
That's true. You know,
were you glad to see Rodgers go, though?
To be honest, it was like bittersweet. I mean, the last season that he had in Green Bay obviously wasn't best. What did they go, 9-8? I mean, he was hurt all year pretty much, but it is what it is. You know, it's time to move on. And honestly, like, I'm excited for the future. Jordan Love looks great. I think he's had some miscues and, like, he's got some overthrows and stuff, but for the most part, for pretty much a rookie, I think he looks phenomenal.
How many nightmares do you think he's had of Aiden Hutchinson so far?
Maybe a couple, probably. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson is a bad motherfucker. Let's be honest. He's pretty good.
Yeah, do you have a lot of fears about this Lions team coming up on Thursday?
Do I have any fears?
Yeah.
No, not with Jared Goff at quarterback.
Oh,
no.
Damn.
What?
Wow.
And I'm not a big Goff fan.
Why not? Out of curiosity.
I just don't think he's that good.
I think that cheese thing is cutting off circulation to your brain.
You believe
bit.
Everything the media tells you, huh? You're a big like media
no,
guy.
No, but you know who I thought was a lot better than Goff was Matt Stafford.
Well, Stafford's good, but so is Goff, man.
I think they're about equal right now, in a lot of ways. Well, and Stafford would not fit in this offense like Goff fits in this offense. They played very different styles, and the Lions got a great deal for the
Goff has like seven more years to mature to the point where Stafford won a Super Bowl, and he's going to have way more help around him. This kid's coming. I mean, sleep on him if you want. I mean, that cheesehead looks like it weighs you down. You probably get a little sleepy, but you know, it'll be at your own demise.
Road Dog, do you have a question?
All right,
for him?
Well, hey, we'll see.
Oh, another one. I get two in a row.
Did you ask
what's me? Your favorite color?
Or is green.
All right, well, those. All right.
That's green.
Deep probing questions that we asked.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That
give us a player that the Lions should really look out for on the defensive side of the ball for the Packers, and then one on offense.
Watch out for Rashawn Gary. He is a monster.
Yeah.
Is he going to play this game? I hope so.
Well, he recorded 3 sacks. On Sunday, he's a beast, and obviously, and Quay Walker too. I mean, I can't speak enough about the Packers' defensive side of the ball. They're just phenomenal this
Quay
year.
Quay is a freak. I'll give you that. That dude's big and
they're
fast.
They're going to face a real offense this week, though, so it'll be a little different.
And Kenny Clark on the D line, man.
Is Christian Watson playing this week?
I'm not sure. I know he was inactive this past week, so.
He's iffy.
But, Romeo Doubs is really stepped in. Like, they were saying that Christian Watson was going to be wide receiver one, but, I mean, Romeo Doubs, the first 3 weeks, he's been great. You know, they're calling him wide receiver one, so
he can't be. He's a wide receiver.
Right, exactly.
Negative one. Right now, the injury report, if you're curious, Rashawn Gary limited practice. I think he's going to play. Aaron Jones, Jair Alexander, David Bakhtiari, Elgin Jenkins, they all did not practice. Actually, I take that back. Aaron Jones did practice limitedly today.
Okay.
Christian Watson did not practice as well. He's had a hamstring thing along with Aaron Jones. So they're not stretching There's three hamstring injuries on this injury report here. So,
Which is annoying. Those are always lingering.
Yeah, you just got to go stretch. Where's the stretching program in Green Bay? It's too cold up there. The muscles get too tight.
Eating too much cheese.
Cheese that binds you.
That's true.
That's what it is. Hey, I do have a question that I ask everyone that comes in here.
Sure.
I believe if you're a true fan of your team, you should be able to sing your team's fight song. So can you do that for us, please?
I don't even know if there is a fight song. I have no idea.
Whoa.
There's a fight song. Whoa. Isn't it like roll out the barrel or something? Doesn't it go like that? I have no idea.
I've never heard of it. I mean,
you have Taking Care of like, Business, that one too.
Drum All Day by Todd Rundgren. Like, that's a. They play that when they score.
But they can't afford a fight song up there or what?
I don't even know. I don't.
They can't write up there. They don't have like. Yeah. They don't read and write up there.
No. Apparently,
my wife came on here and sang it, so I know they have one.
Ooh.
To be honest, I didn't know they had one. So.
It's called Roll Out the
Bear. I am a Packers fan. Just because I don't know their stupid fight song doesn't mean I'm not a fan.
Whoa,
I don't know, man.
It's referred to as
skeptical
according to Google.
Pretty sus, bro.
It's either called the Beer Barrel Polka or Roll Out the Barrel.
I'm sure it's got something to do with beer.
Yes, that is in the title.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's a fair assumption.
But yeah, I'm sorry. I can't do that. I don't know the song.
Well, by next time you come on his pod,
yeah,
10 years.
I expect better.
I guess I'm gonna. Look, did my dad sing the song? Did he know it?
No, he didn't know it either.
I don't recall.
I think he sang something.
I would have to go back and listen.
He didn't know it either.
Well, we see where it starts.
No music in the Casola house. No singing.
Yeah.
Like the Von Trapp.
Well, have you ever heard his dad sing?
Before Maria came.
Oh, my God.
Is he?
Sing forever.
Any other questions for our guests here, gentlemen?
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not crying yet, so this Lions then isn't too bad.
Yeah, because you're so
good job tonight.
Okay, I got a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being that you'd rather jump out of a flying airplane, and 10 being your cheese would melt on top of your head and melt you alive, how scared are you of the Detroit Lions this week?
Scared at all, man. I think the Packers are going to handle their business at home. To be honest, dogs. I love an underdog at home, man. They always win.
You're supposed to give me a number.
Oh, wait, what?
A 1, I would assume.
Honestly, it was amazing. The first person who ever did give me a number, I couldn't believe it.
Ah, well.
Well,
I mean, you gotta be fearful.
So long, like, I forgot that I had to choose a number.
Yeah, you gotta talk fast for these cheeseheads.
Yeah, fucking it.
I mean, Bobby, I am a believer that Jordan Love is actually not very good. I think he'd be like
Zach doesn't love
a
Love.
Backup on half the NFL team.
You don't him? No.
I think the Jets would take him, but that's not saying much. But I just find him incredibly mediocre. Like, he just kind of...
Hot takes.
LaFleur kind of just, like, has his system, and he's kind of like a system quarterback. If you were to put him in, like, let's say... I can't say the Rams, because everybody falls from the Shanahan tree in some way or another. But I don't think he would definitely not work in the Lions.
He already forgot.
I don't think he has the smarts to kind of read the defense like some of the elite quarterbacks do. I just think he kind of has his one read, two read, and if he doesn't have either of those, he's kind of screwed.
Sorry,
like,
Bobby.
He does have a little more athleticism than Aaron Rodgers offered, but
sorry, Bobby. I'll translate. I'll translate. He said, "Love no good." Love no good. That's what he said.
I don't know, man.
That's smart.
Do you think
promising.
He has a higher ceiling than what we're seeing right now? Like,
he got into
like
Utah State. He must
really
have
50% completion percentage. I'm not. You know, he did lead him back last week, but I can't say a lot of it was him. I mean, he ran it a little bit, but again, 50% completion rating. They were lucky to come back from 17 down. So,
but they did, and they got it done.
How do you really feel?
Yeah,
like,
I know. See,
you know, hey, when Big Z doesn't like someone, he stays not liked, like forever.
I can tell that. So. That's fine. You don't got to like him. I don't like Jared Goff. Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers would still be on this team if he was willing to take a pay cut. So, I don't think the Packers are like overly
that story
excited
is
to have
over.
Jordan Love become the starting quarterback. They're just, they kind of
honestly, I'm pumped, man. It. I'm looking forward to it.
I thought
that makes one of us in this Lions den right now.
Didn't Rodgers say
that's true.
He didn't want to face the Lions twice a year again? He got tired of that.
I think that's why he said that he left. Yeah, he didn't want to face the Lions.
You know, it does show. You know, it does just show, you know, crazy people often don't, you know, kind of get excited about their imminent demise. You know, no wonder you'd be excited about this weekend.
Hey, you gotta be excited about something, man.
Fair enough.
Fucking well, before you, we'll do what you can to get out of here. What is your prediction? What is your prediction for this game?
Final score?
Yeah,
that would yes. It can,
I'm gonna it say I there's been it's been a lot of low scoring games this year. I feel like I'm gonna go. Packers 24, Lions 17.
Oh, gosh. I knew that thing was affecting you.
No.
It's all right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's okay there. Yeah. It's okay. It's not your fault.
So,
I hope you're better at your job than you are predicting.
my advice, don't
otherwise
do
you're
drugs
in deep trouble.
anymore.
You're in deep trouble.
Yeah.
because that is incredibly incorrect. But you know,
all right. Well, what is your prediction on? Let's hear it.
Well, you will download. You will subscribe to the podcast on Apple or Spotify tomorrow. You will download it.
Okay.
And you will listen to the last 10 minutes of the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Find out.
Like, do you have that problem evaluating the quality of pipes too when you're doing your? This looks great, but it's really the bad pipe.
Yeah, and then they fail the next day. It's weird.
Well, Bobby, we want to thank you for entering the Lion's Den this week. We greatly appreciate it. You've just the ambulance is on its way. It looks like they're just in time for you to survive the Lion's
Den. Thank God, man. Thank God.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks for coming in, Bobby.
Well, we appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, go Lions, right? Yeah.
Hey, go pack up, baby.
Get a haircut. All
right. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We want to thank Bobby for entering the Lion's Den this week. Greatly appreciate it. We know it's not easy, and we were very nice to him this week.
Yeah, handle with kid gloves.
Yeah.
No. Obviously delusional. Incredible. Obviously delusional. With his prediction.
Yeah, crazy people
Most
just
people
don't know.
Come
to be
on,
scared.
People just don't see football with the clarity that we do.
Day
in and day out.
Have crystal blue clarity.
It's like a gift that's just hard to live with that we have on this podcast.
Blessing and a curse.
But, that's why we're on the podcast, to share this gift with the world.
That's right. It's a burden, too.
But let's dive into this game now a little bit, you guys, because it is a huge one. The Lions and Packers both 2-1, Vikings and Bears 0-3. So this looks like it is the race for the division heating up already 3 games in the season. 14 to go, obviously. But I'll start with the Lions injury report. It is lengthy. Obviously, as you well know from last week, but I believe Matt Nelson is out for good with his ankle injury, so it looks like they're gonna put him on the IR, and he's gonna need surgery. So not a good injury for him there. Frank Ragnow did not practice today, but I think that's just more his toe thing. It's always gonna be that way. Big V no practice, and then these are all limited, which is actually a good sign for some of these guys. Kabinda, Decker, Jonah Jackson, Kirby Joseph, and David Montgomery, and Emmanuel Mosley. All limited practice. So all of those guys have a chance to play at least. Because some of those guys do not practice at all last week. Do any of these guys, these injury guys, I mean, we want them all back, obviously, but is there one that really sticks out to you guys in that injury report that like we really got to have against this Packer team?
Decker.
Decker's.
Decker said he thinks he's going to play. And take him at his word, he's a tough dude. So if he thinks he's ready, I think he's going to be out there. So he'll be a huge help for that O-line.
Montgomery's close second, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have gone Decker, too. I think he's key to this game if we can get him back. I mean, we'll win either way, but we could definitely use him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree, especially because, obviously, as I mentioned, Nelson hurt now. They do have Skipper to be the backup, but I mean, they're very thin, as you can see from the game last week. That was one of the most Goff ever got hit since Anthony Lynn was removed as offensive coordinator.
He
took a beating to a degree last week, and we'd all prefer that not to happen again. Mm-hmm. But this is a very good defensive line for Green Bay, So the Lions definitely have a big challenge ahead because Green Bay is they kind of built their team to be like manageable on offense and very good on defense. That's how they view their team. You know, debatable if they are that or not. But as Bobby mentioned, Rashawn Gary has turned into a beast. He's practicing limitedly this week, but I'm guessing he plays. And that is a guy that the Lions are going to have to really make sure to stop. But, I mean, what are you guys, some of your keys to this game here that you see? I'll throw this over to Red Dog first.
I think the biggest key is that we score more points than them. And
yep.
I know, I like to get deep on this stuff. I think it's the defense doing what they did against the Falcons again. Honestly, if the defense shows up like that every week, like our offense will not always get stifled the way they were last week, which was still obviously not completely stifled. But like, I think the defense gets after Love and gets decent pressure. The secondary will be able to hold up and starts up front, baby. Hutch and boys.
Definitely, definitely. And I mean, just as far as the game planning, Bob, on a short week, you know, this is a super short turnaround. Luckily, they don't have to travel too far. Detroit to Green Bay on a plane is not a long ride, at least. So,
not too bad. And really manageable airport.
Travel across country in 3 days. So, yeah. But what are the Lions? What I mean, how much game plan can they get in, and what kind of game plan do you see them having? Either. And you can take it at both sides or just one side of the ball.
They'll get the game planning. I mean, they like a familiar opponent, so you know they know what the Packers are. And but I think the key for the Lions is going to be getting that run game going because they do have a good defense, and we'll have to wear them down that way, and then we'll get to take our shots downfield. But get the run game going and keep the offense on the field as long as we can and wear them down.
So. Yeah, their run game's a little susceptible. Though they did pretty good last 2 weeks against the Saints. The Saints don't have an elite running unit by any means, but the Falcons had a great day against them, over 200 yards rushing. So they're definitely vulnerable. And the Falcons ran like a lot of stretch outside zone. I would imagine the Lions trying to implement a little more of that this week. You know what was interesting last week is, you know, like Josh Reynolds, we didn't hear at all. I know he's dealing with an injury, but I think the Lions spread the ball around a lot more this week. And it is really nice going into Green Bay earlier in the year without the cold. Jared Goff is not like an elite cold quarterback, I would say. he's had his struggles in the cold. He played well enough last year, but it is nice to get in Green Bay in the warmer time of the year.
But he is a cold elite quarterback.
Like cold, metaphorically?
Yeah, and symbolically.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And temperamentally.
UJ, the Lions offense against this Packers defense. What are you expecting to see?
I kind of agree with Bob here on this one. I know they do have a good D-line, so Goff's going to have to, when he does pass, he's going to have to get rid of it quickly. Which means you're going to see a lot of Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta in this game. But I think if we can establish some kind of run game and the play action pass, and we will, like Bob was saying, get our shots downfield. So, our short passing game is going to have to be really on, at least in the beginning of the game. So, I think we can beat this team. Like you said, Atlanta ran really well against them. I think we can put up some numbers too. If Montgomery's back, it'll be a big help. And I'd like to see a little more of Gibbs.
Yes.
Gibbs showed us what he can do last week. You know, he's tough. He can run up the middle if he has to. He'll do whatever. So the illusion of him being only an outside runner is gone now because they don't know what he's going to do. They'll use him anywhere. So, I think we'll do okay against this team though.
Right, and I think we're going to see Gibbs a lot more in a passing game this week. I thought we'd see it last week, but they had a different game plan. But nonetheless, I think where the Packers, especially if Devondre Campbell is out, first of all, I want to see Gibbs lined up against Quay Walker. I'd love Gibbs to kind of humble him a little bit early in this game, really set a tone in that regard. get a little one-on-one matchup over the middle and an option route and just beat him over the middle. I think that would be a really nice tone setter early on. Show him that this is a new, it'll keep him on their toes the rest of the game in that regard.
Who do you think he covers, though? Laporta or Gibbs? Gibbs or Laporta? I said it in the wrong word. But, yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's a great question. Gibbs with his speed, maybe Quay Walker isn't taking that. He probably is taking
He has ridiculous speed.
Yeah. I mean, I could see J.R. Alexander's probably going to match up with Amon-Ra St. Brown in this game. Or Josh Reynolds, possibly. Whoever has Marvin Jones. Marvin Jones, hopefully, I would like to see him show up for a game here. He did force
He's just waiting in the weeds. He's like a sniper. He's just waiting for his shot. Everyone's going to forget about him, and then he's going to go, like, just get that dagger.
He's going to be falling asleep. He's waiting for the shot so long.
I think he lost a little bit of trust after that first week.
Yeah, with the fumble.
His first fumble of his career that shot him.
Well, didn't he have some drops in that game too?
He did have he had a drop, and then the next week also a drop, and one catch for 8 yards, I think. But anyways, it is. It'll be really interesting this matchup, but they got to give Goff just enough time, give them that 2.5-3 seconds to operate this offense, and they'll be just fine, I think. Because as I mentioned, the Packers are also really hurting. But they're to flip it to the other side of the ball. I mean, the Packers are missing Aaron Jones and Christian Watson, and this is not as good of an offense without Christian Watson. They lose a lot of speed without him on the field. He's easily their fastest player, the most versatile player. First of all, to Rudd Dog and you, Jay, if Watson and Jones aren't playing, is it still okay if the Lions win the game? For you guys, is that still a real victory?
You guys just show your ignorance victory. Every time you bring that back up. But that's all right.
But yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
I'm just going by what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a clear lack of understanding. It's all right.
Yeah. We just like to play them at full strength. We wish Bart Starr was in there playing this game.
Yeah.
And their best quarterback ever. And
And then we take them down.
That's okay though. We'll take it. We'll take the win no matter how we get it.
Right.
The fact you get so upset, Rudd Dog, encourages me to keep doing it.
I'm upset.
My little brother, when I was messing with him growing up.
You think I get upset? That's okay.
You don't look happy.
Action, yeah.
It really bothers me.
So Rudd Dog, the Lions defense against this Packers offense, though, without Watson. I know you mentioned the run defense, Jacobs is still going to have his handful. I would imagine with those wide receivers, especially if Watson isn't playing, the Lions are going to stick with the more man coverage like they did last week, as opposed to the zone coverage like we saw against the Seahawks.
I hope so. I think that's when we're at our best up front is when we're, I want to see more of that 4-3 we saw last week.
I think we're going to this Packers team tries to run the ball first.
We got a lot of talent at linebacker right now, and I like that they're getting them all involved in different ways, rushing them off the edge. Like I said, my key to the game was stopping the run's important, but as get pressure. You can't let a guy like Jordan Love be comfortable, because that's when he'll look good, and. Regardless of what the back end's doing, because if you give him time, even a guy like him will pick you apart. You got to get that pressure. I think we're going to continue our dominance in this defense. So I think those guys finally kind of figured some things out last week. So honestly, I don't care who you put in front of this defense going forward. I think they're going to give him hell.
I would expect a similar type way that they played last week. Like you mentioned, Rudd Dog, I think we're going to be in 4-3 a lot because, you can bring that extra linebacker in when you're playing man coverage. And if you make the Packers one-dimensional, that's not what they want to be. They had 26 rushes last week, 44 passes, but a lot of those because they were playing from behind. But overall, they're usually like about 50-50. They really try to balance it out. But they also play within this Shanahan, Sean McVay system with a lot of play action and stretch zone running. So I would expect the Lions kind of what they did last week. Really just try to get aggressive upfield, cause disruption in the backfield, take away the play action, because the Lions learned a lesson, it seems, against the Seahawks, where play action just absolutely murdered them, especially to the tight ends. Then and Greeby has a pretty decent tight end as well, a rookie in their own right, in Luke Musgrave, which was probably a steal for them in the fourth round. He's looked very good three games into the season. But I just want the Lions defense to continue to be hungry, be Lions, be aggressive, get in the backfield, and cause chaos. We need those turnovers, baby. Let's get a turnover early in this game.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, baby. I like it.
Hell yeah.
But right now, let's get to our next segment, and that is going to be our prediction segments. And the first one is our... What
section?
Our what section?
Well, I don't want to mix up predictions and our game score predictions. We're just going to go to our next segment. Our roars of the week.
Oh my gosh.
And three, Rud Dog, UJ, and Connor, I believe, all had Laporta last week as their roars of the week. So they all crushed it. I had Sutton. He played all right. I had Cam Sutton. I almost went Branch too, and I changed it to Sutton. So
he played fine.
Let's start with Bob. I want to hear your
that would have been awesome.
The week.
You definitely clicked.
Right. Well, you have a chance this week to make up for it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Roar of the week. Well, I'm tempted to go defense because I think the defense is going to go off, but I'm going to go with the offense. It's under the big lights and it'll be flashy. So I like Amon-Ra St. Brown to have a big game. Big game on the national stage. Yards. He's already pissed that he got drafted late. He's still pissed about that. And he's going to show the nation what he can do. So Amon-Ra, big game. Roar of the week.
You're reminding me of it now. Oh, boy. I've been letting you get off of that one for a while.
At least
to
score in over 100 yards.
Yeah. Does he keep me awake?
So, Rud Dog, who is your roar of the week?
I still say we workshop that name. oh, man, this is a tough one. I have a few guys in mind, but I don't know. I just have a feeling Jake Campbell's going to go off this week. I think he's going to have a little bit more of an impact on this game. I think we're going to see some big things from him this week.
Oh,
maybe
a
turnover.
We like it. A sack? Like, does he get a
30?
Sack?
No. I think he might hit double digits this week. I think he's going to have a dominant
UJ.
All right. My roar of the week. I'm thinking a little outside the box on this one. Or technically, I'm thinking inside the box.
Ooh.
I'm going with Benito Jones.
Ooh.
To wreak havoc up the middle of that offensive line and allow everyone else to just clean up, baby. I mean, Benito is just going to tear people up in this one and get a sack on his own, too. Not to mention a few solo tackles. And he's just going to cause destruction and mayhem in the center of that line.
Damn.
And Hutch and all those other guys are just going to clean up, baby.
But he had one really nice play.
Awesome. Benito Jones show, baby.
Wow.
My roar of the week.
You know, he was one of the five
worst
rated players on the defense.
Go back and watch. In the run game.
He did.
Finally,
he started the sack chain.
Hopefully we get more.
He was the first defensive lineman on the team with a sack this year.
Hater.
He did. Highest graded player. Yeah, he needs to keep stepping up because he's like the engine of that defense. I mean, Hutch has kind of been being it, but like McNeil is that he's supposed to be an inside game wrecker.
Right.
And yeah, if he keeps doing that, teams watch out. We're going to be hard to stop,
definitely,
get by.
I'm going to go with a back to back roar of the week. Which is not Cam Sutton, but because Laporta was the roar of the week last week, I think he's going to be our roar of the week again. I think he's going to really take advantage of the middle of this Packers defense. And I look really, he's breaking all these records so far as a rookie tight end.
So good.
At least through the first three games, he's on pace to get really close to Mike Ditka's record of yards in a season that we discussed, which would be really hard. It's extreme. It's a ridiculous record. He probably won't get it touchdowns wise. I think Ditka had 12. But anyways,
he's on track for like 1,050 right now.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I think. Wow. I think Ditka had 1,100. So he had the.
Game. Can we just talk about how good he is and like you know, everyone looks at the pass catching numbers and stuff, but like. One thing that just immediately separates him from Hawk is just how he just demolishes people as a blocker. Like, he's everything we were sold on Hawk to be, and then some, I feel like. That's the way this kid's playing.
So Cam Sutton, you're giving up on him after another week. That's too bad. Yeah. Yeah, no more. Cam let you down last week, so you're walking away.
It's in Big Z's doghouse now.
Should we cut him, Z? Is that, are we just done with him?
No one ever gets out of.
So now let's go to the last segment, of course, and that is our world famous predictions. The Lions travel to Lambeau as 1-point favorites. The over under is 45 and climbing for this game, but it should be a tough divisional battle through and through all 60 minutes. It's always a close one with the Packers, at least normally it is. And it should be a really fun game on a really fun Thursday night. So, UJ, I want to start with you. What is your prediction for the Lions at Lambeau?
Okay, Big Z. Like you said, it's going to be a tough divisional game here. And the Packers, believe me, they still have that taste in their mouth from last season, what we did to them at the end of the year. So, they are going to come in looking for blood in this one, and it's going to be a hell of a game. But I think the Lions are ready for it. I think we're a better team than we were last year. I think Goff's going to kind of be put to the test in this one a little bit. I think the Packers' defense is going to be a challenge for us. But I think we're up to it. I think our receivers are going to carry the day for the offense. Uh-huh. And I think our defense is just going to wreak havoc on Jordan Love. And I think really the key to this thing is our defense. I think we're just going to limit their scoring. We're going to keep them to a kind of a low score, and we may not score a ton of points, but so I'm looking for a prediction like maybe 21-10, something like that. I think we will score. It'll be tough fought though. So, sort of like the game last week with the Falcons. We took us a little while to get things going, but we did. And I think it's going to be kind of the same scenario here, but I think our defense is going to wear their offense down, and Jordan Love is just going to look like a lost puppy out there. He's going to get the crap beat out of him. So, it's going to be – that's what I predicted right now. I'm going to say 21-10. Lions win in a tough divisional game.
All right, let's go. I like it. I like it.
That dub.
The listeners like it. Bob, let's go to you.
All right, yeah, the Lions back in the spotlight again, and they have not shied away from it. They finished last season in the spotlight. They beat the Chiefs in the spotlight. You know, they're not fazed by that stuff. So they love it. So I like the Lions' chances. I think they're the best team in the division, and I think they're gonna put on a show in Lambeau. Ooh. I like our defense is gonna be, like you say, UJ, swarming Jordan Love, and they're gonna be hitting everybody hard. So they're going to score a little bit, but not too much. I see them getting about 13 points, and the Lions are going to do enough on offense to get it going. 28-13 Lions. I'm on Ra. Like I said, he's going to get a touchdown, and I like another score from Laporta. So at least two tosses from JG on the night, at least. So
I like
all
it.
Right.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Music nice. To all of our ears on Drinking a Blue Kool-Aid. All right, Rud Dog, what do you got?
Yeah, you know, these first few weeks, you know, kind of bring reality and perspective in. So I think it's going to be a little tougher. And, you know, so I think the Packers are going to score. It's, you know, 6 points. I think we're going to keep up the streak of keeping this team out of the end zone. And I think our offense is just going to make mincemeat of this Packers defense and put up 45. Well, they'll get a little help on the pick six by Campbell, but 45-6, a little tougher, but I think we take care of business.
Wait, so it was 45-0? Is that your prediction?
45-6.
I mean, I like that one better. 45-6? But Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we got it. All right. You know, Run Dog, actually, if you were drinking the turquoise Kool-Aid, one of your predictions might have actually come really close because the Dolphins won 70-20. So
that was crazy.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's what's gonna happen when Williams comes back.
Definitely. So let's go to our producer, Kid J. What is your prediction? Ooh.
My prediction is my prediction is that the Lions are going to win 28-18.
All right. Ooh. Wow, 6 18. Field goals or I'm trying to
Yeah, that's safety, an interesting number, 18.
3 field goal safety and touchdown. Yeah. How are they scoring that, Kid J?
Missed extra point.
Gonna be a touchdown with a 2-point conversion of a field goal and then a touchdown with a extra point.
Yeah. All right. So
that'd be 2 weeks in a row for 18. That'd be really interesting.
KJ, I think your IQ has gone up since you've joined this podcast. I gotta say, you're saying smart stuff.
Bad things.
Picking the
Lions. This is gonna be a battle. I think it might get off to a little bit of an ugly start just with the short week on the Thursday night. It always gets off. But either way, I do really like how we match up with this team. I want and Bob, you mentioned the Lions, how they show up. They've been really good in prime time lately, especially going back to last year's Sunday night. I forgot to ask Bobby about our Enter Lions guest. If, you know, does he see it? This is a revenge game for the Packers because the Lions ended their season last year. The Lions got to make sure that they kick the dog legs down, like you, Jay, said. I'm taking all your guys' stuff, but that just means you're, you know, giving really good material.
I don't care if they got one ass cheek and two toes.
Yeah, exactly.
Beat their ass.
But, man, so I'm going to go 27-17 Lions.
All right. Double-digit win.
Just under. Just 1 point under. I think it's right about where it should be. But and I think one of those touchdowns might be a late one by the Packers to make it a little interesting in the fourth quarter, but the Lions sealed away with either Gibbs or Montgomery first down or two. But the Lions are going to wear them down throughout the game, spread the ball around a lot more than they did last week. And I look forward to just a really fun Thursday night and giving my wife a bunch of shit for this victory. Don't forget, she's a Packers fan. And I won't let her forget after that, and she'll be really sad that she about her life choices.
Okay.
Besides marrying me, of course.
I was wondering.
That seemed to be the implication. I was like, what?
I just realized what I said now. Anyways,
beautiful.
All right, so good as always. There's a good place to stop the podcast, and I stopped it this time. So all right. Well, we want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast, but we want to first of all, thank our producer, Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
Always crushes it as the producer of the podcast. I want to thank Bobby Casola for jumping on the podcast and entering the Lions Den this week. Greatly appreciate that. Just
he's a brave
escaping
soul
with his life. Just escaping. It's always fun. But pay attention to more of those going forward. And we want to thank Sideline Report for hosting the podcast. Appreciate that. And Apple, Spotify, regular podcast, please download, please subscribe, please leave a review. I greatly appreciate that. Instagram, at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter /X, at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your predictions for the upcoming Thursday night football game. That, of course, is on Prime. No local television. Prime, Amazon Prime. But you cannot order the game in the mail. It's digital only.
How does he get a game in the mail? I mean, like, I open your mailbox and you pull out a game?
You know, Prime, they deliver things, right? I just want
to make sure your own drops it off.
Oh.
But anyways, otherwise, we will be back on Thursday night reacting to the game. Maybe we'll have a live stream. We're still debating it, but look out for that. If so, subscribe on YouTube at DTBK. You'll find us on there. DTBK_Lions. So go on there, find us, subscribe, get ready for a live stream. It's not guaranteed that we do it, but just look out for it. We'll announce it on our social medias if we're going to do. But otherwise, everybody, have a great rest of your next 2 days, and we'll be back on Thursday. Not rest of the week, because we'll be back Thursday.
Oh my God.
But have a great middle of your week. Tuesday is always the worst day of the week, so just get through that one. Then Wednesday, you can wake up and say, tomorrow is football. And then Thursday we'll be there, and you'll have the game. So
yeah. Don't live your life between now and then.
And then Fridays, make sure you call in before you don't come into work because you're hungover from the victory.
So, and this weekend you can go out to the cider mills with your families because you won't have to watch football on Sunday.
Oh, the cider mills, yes. A pumpkin or an apple or two.
Yeah.
Cider and donuts.
Definitely. Well, all right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Greatly appreciate you, and we'll see you later this week. And last but not least, as always, go.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Go.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.